Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant day, 21st January 2026, marked several crucial developments across the judicial, environmental, and demographic landscapes of India, including a landmark Supreme Court ruling on menstrual health, the notification of an eco-sensitive zone around the Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary, and the launch of the Responsible Nations Index. First, let's delve into the polity and governance sector, where Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the implementation of a biometric seat-based digital attendance system from the budget session 2026. This system authenticates MPs' physical presence within the chamber and links attendance to daily allowances, addressing long-standing concerns about absenteeism. What makes this significant is that it aims to enhance transparency and accountability in parliamentary proceedings. Building on this, the government amended Rule 22 of Central Silk Board Rules, 1955, raising the board's financial approval limit from 50 lakh to 1 crore. The Central Silk Board, established in 1948 under the Ministry of Textiles and headquartered in Bengaluru, plays a crucial role in India's silk production. India is the world's second largest silk producer, after China, with production rising from 31,906 metric tons in FY 2017-18 to 38,913 metric tons in FY 2023-24. Karnataka is the largest silk-producing state, accounting for approximately 60% of India's silk output. Crucially, the Karnataka Bhumi Project, India's first fully digital land records system, completed its 25-year milestone. Launched in 2000, it computerizes records of rights, tenancy, and crops, provides legally valid digital copies, and is integrated with the Kaveri Property Registration System and PM Kisan. This initiative has been instrumental in enhancing land record management and transparency in the state. Now, let us turn to the judiciary sector, where a Supreme Court bench ruled that inaccessibility of menstrual hygiene management measures undermines the dignity of a girl child. The right to life and personal dignity under Article 21 of the Constitution includes the right to menstrual health. This ruling has significant implications for government obligations to provide menstrual hygiene products in schools and public facilities. But why does this matter? It underscores the importance of ensuring that menstrual health is recognized as a fundamental right, thereby enhancing the dignity and well-being of girls and women across the country. It is worth pausing here to note that the Supreme Court also stayed the UGC Equity Regulations 2026, expressing prima facie concern over the definitional scope of caste-based discrimination. The matter has been referred to a three-judge bench, and the 2012 regulations remain in force. This development highlights the ongoing efforts to address issues of equity and discrimination in higher education institutions. Moving on to the environment and ecology sector, the centre notified a 0-1 km buffer around the Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary in Rajasmand district, Rajasthan, as an eco-sensitive zone. The sanctuary, covering 610.5 sq km across the Aravali Range, was established in 1971 and is home to notable fauna such as the wolf, leopard, sloth bear, and hyena. The Banas River, which flows to the Bay of Bengal, originates here, and the Sukdi, Sumer, Mithi, and Kot tributaries feed the Luni River, which flows to the Arabian Sea. Remember this number, 610.5 sq km, the area covered by the Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary. And here is something that surprises many students, the Indian skimmer, a bird species found in the Chambal River and other rivers in India, has been listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List. The Bombay Natural History Society launched a conservation project for the Indian skimmer under the National Mission for Clean Ganga. The species is characterized by its distinctive feature of having a lower mandible longer than its upper mandible, which enables it to skim the water surface to catch fish. Now, let us examine the international relations sector, where the USLIT PAX Silica initiative focuses on semiconductors, critical minerals, and AI supply chain security. Current signatories include Australia, Greece, Israel, Japan, Qatar, South Korea, Singapore, UAE, and UK. This initiative highlights the growing importance of technological cooperation and supply chain security in the global landscape. In the economy and finance sector, India launched the Responsible Nations Index, which covers 154 countries across three pillars: internal responsibility, environmental responsibility, and external responsibility. India ranks 16th on the index, with a score of 0.551513. The top three countries on the index are Singapore, Switzerland, and Denmark. Note this carefully: the Responsible Nations Index is a significant indicator of a country's performance across various parameters. The Ministry of Statistics is pursuing a chain-based methodology to replace the traditional fixed-base approach for the Industrial Production Index, allowing annual weight adjustments to better reflect dynamic market changes. This development aims to enhance the accuracy and relevance of the index in capturing industrial production trends. India recorded its first decline in coal-fired electricity generation in 50 years, with output falling 3% from 1,322 to 1,283 billion units year over year. Renewable generation, on the other hand, rose 22% to 270 billion units in the same period. This structural shift reflects the growing share of solar and wind power in India's grid. Now, let us turn to the science and technology sector, where ISRO's RLV-LEX-03 experiment validated landing under high wind conditions in June 2024. The next-generation launch vehicle NGLV Surya is designed for a 30-ton LEO payload capacity with a reusable first stage using LOX methane engines. This marks India's entry into the reusable rocket race. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology launched the Internet Governance Internship and Capacity Building Scheme to train India's youth for participation in national and global internet policy forums. This initiative aims to enhance India's presence in internet governance and policy discussions. Scientists studied the conditions under which the Darwin's bark spider produces the world's toughest known biological silk, which is more than twice as tough as conventional spider silk and outperforms steel by weight. The spider produces webs spanning up to 25 meters across rivers. In the sports sector, India won the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, defeating England by 100 runs. This is India's sixth U19 World Cup title, the most by any nation. The Khelo India Winter Games 2026 were held in Leh and Gulmarg, promoting winter sports across India. Now, let us look at the history and culture sector, where PM Modi paid homage to freedom fighter Parbati Giri on her birth centenary. Known as the Mother Teresa of Western Odisha and Badma, Big Mother, she participated in the Quit India movement at the age of 16 and was inspired by Gandhian philosophy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary is located in Rajasmand district, Rajasthan, and was established in 1971. The sanctuary covers an area of 610.5 sq km across the Aravalli Range. The Indian skimmer is a bird species found in the Chambal River and other rivers in India and is listed as endangered on the IUCN Red List. The Central Silk Board was established in 1948 and is headquartered in Bengaluru. India's silk production rose from 31,906 metric tons in FY 2017-18 to 38,913 metric tons in FY 2023-24. The Responsible Nations Index covers 154 countries across three pillars, and India ranks 16th on the index. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The developments mentioned earlier have significant implications for various aspects of the syllabus, including polity, governance, environment, and economy. Mains GS1, India's demographic dividend fracturing along the North-South divide has implications for delimitation, labor migration, and geriatric care. Mains GS2, the Supreme Court ruling on menstrual health as a fundamental right, the stay on UGC regulations, digital attendance in Parliament, and India's rank on the Responsible Nations Index are all relevant topics. Mains GS3, the decline in coal generation, growth in renewable energy, modernization of the Industrial Production Index, and the development of reusable rockets are crucial areas of focus. In conclusion, the developments of 21st January 2026 underscore the complexities and challenges facing India across various sectors. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and their implications for the country's future. The connection between these events and the broader significance of geopolitical, environmental, constitutional, or developmental angles will be crucial in your preparation.